Welcome to another episode of Discover ADN, a podcast dedicated to learning more about the many creative, intelligent, and interesting people that use app.net to communicate with the world. My name is Jason Irwin, and I am the host of this program. Join me in attaching a voice to the words and avatars we see flowing through our timeline, while also getting to know a little bit more about the people who make our social network such a nice place to visit. Want to be in the show or recommend somebody you think is interesting? Get in touch on app.net by sending a message to DiscoverADN. Today I have the pleasure of talking with Ryan Tharp, who uses his full name on app.net. He's an entrepreneur and full-stack developer living in sunny San Francisco, and has created a number of applications that interface and use app.net. Please join me in welcoming Ryan to Discover ADN. Hello.
Hi.
Let's get right down to business. Can you tell us, when did you join app.net?
Probably it was August 2012. I was probably not in the first couple batches, but I was user 7,000 some odd. And come to find out, I was one user ID right after JD Skolem.
Oh, that's cool. I just had him on the show not too long ago. Can you tell us why you joined app.net?
Well, I was reading the news on Y Combinator, Hacker News, and I was following the crowdfunding efforts on Hacker News that Dalton was doing. And actually, as he got close to the last couple days, I did something very uncharacteristic for me and sprung for a developer account and dropped $100 to fund the efforts and see where it went. I really connected with Dalton's pain point of trying to develop a third-party app for Facebook and then being completely at the whim and having no power over the platform you're beholden to. So I really felt that pain as a web application developer and wanting to plug into these powerful social graphs and yet, you know, trying to create a business, but your business might just disappear overnight just with a flip of your platform switch. So I really like the concept of having a platform that was really kind of neutral and available for developers for particularly this use, and that had the right set of values where the consumer is not the product, it's, you know, the actual customer.
You use your first name on app.net. Why do you do this? Why not use a pseudonym?
Well, when I was growing up, I was always plenty of Ryans in my classes. I was always Ryan T. So by the time I got on the internet, I wasn't the only Ryan Tharp. So right about 2012, when I was getting on app.net, I found this really cool site talking about brandyourself.com and how they can really help you, you know, carve yourself out on the internet. And you know, so when job interviewers look for you, they'll find you. And one of their tips was to use your real full name and everything. So I embraced that when I signed up for app.net, and actually it's helped me break myself out of the other Ryan Tharps on the Google listing for Ryan Tharp. So it's actually been a really good help for me in trying to establish my name.
Well, that's great. What would you like to see more of on app.net?
Well, I definitely love to see more developers. I always have great conversations with any creative type on app.net, so more people is good, but I particularly want developers because I'd love to see some more non-microblogging apps. I think we've pretty much explored that space, and I'd really like to see the other possibilities out there. And it's going to take an ounce of creativity and maybe some new APIs or even bridging the app.net API with others, but that's what I'd really love to see is new toys to play with.
Okay, so you'd like to see non-microblogging applications. This is a good segue to my next question. You've created a number of projects that interact with app.net in one way or another. So I think you have a unique perspective as to what ADN can offer. What do you see in this particular network that perhaps other people might be missing?
Well, I think I understand a lot about app.net, their internal thinking that a lot of other developers may not get, or other users. I was involved with the first meetup in San Francisco, and I've been to several hackathons, so I actually got to talk and interact with the staff a lot. So I think I have an insight of how they were planning and thinking of building it. But I think what makes ADN unique was it's a commercial venture, but with the intent of being by the user for the user almost, where the user funding it, but it's in the hands of a commercial entity that's going to do what's in the best interest for users. And we were lucky enough that the commercial entity understood, you know, open source software and really, you know, the power of the internet and what could happen. And that's where I really liked app.net's platform. It was like a platform of hope and change.
Let's change gears just a little bit. Can you tell us, what do you like to be known for?
What do I like to be known for? I like to be known for helping others. I try to help my family, my friends, my clients, and I just love solving problems.
Okay. And you solve a lot of problems through technology, I believe. Your bio says that you are an entrepreneur and a full stack developer.
Yes, yes. I've been in technology for a very long time, it feels, though not all my solutions are technical. I like spending a lot of time to truly get to, you know, the core of the problem and not necessarily propose a technological-based solution, but something that actually solves a problem, whether it's just a change in process or, you know, involving the right set of humans or bringing the right expert on board. So it's not always a technology solution for me. I find psychology fascinating because a lot of the newer technology is just revolve around psychology. And it's just really, when you're dealing with technology, you touch on so many other disciplines that you have to bring all of them into the mix. And I would describe myself as a technologist, but I don't always use technology to solve problems.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you became interested in software development?
Well, when I was about 5 years old, my dad brought home a Tandy 1000SX, and he showed me the little spreadsheet program. And he showed me that with just like four numbers, you plugged into the grid, and you run the slash, like, it was like SCP, and it would render a pie chart. And I just thought that was the most amazing thing I had ever seen. And so I would spend hours just like playing with the numbers. And I think that maybe gave me a jump start on understanding numbers and math a little bit, playing with the different charts and stuff. And eventually we lost that computer and eventually got a Commodore and was on a Commodore. It booted right into a programming language or you had to buy video games. And of course you start with the video games, but then, you know, you go to your friend's house and like, I wish I had that Nintendo game. I'm going to go home and see if I can make it. Okay, break open the books and just started hacking on the Commodore and learned programming due to my love of games.
Well, that's a great way to learn. Have you developed any games in a professional gaming studio?
Kind of. So my biggest claim to fame right now is I helped a project get off the ground. There's a fighting game that's a PS3 and Xbox Live called Skullgirls, which is a fighting game. I did the original proof of concept on the PC and helped the artist realize that he could really make this a full-blown game and that make it come to fruition. He was just amazing, had tons of artwork, had the whole thing planned out. And I was like, let's do this. Let's get it going. So I worked with him for a couple of years while he was in college. And unfortunately, he wanted to be more of a very technical fighter where I wanted to kind of experiment and do other things with it. So I passed the torch on to another developer that understood the technical fighter realm already a lot better than I did. And it seemed to work out really well for them. And I try to help them out when I can.
Well, that sounds great. Let me ask you this next question. Can you tell us about something that you like?
Something that I like? Geez. I don't think I have a good answer for that one. I like a lot of different things. I'm a recovering weeboo. I used to be really into Japanese animation. Obviously, I love programming and just spending hours in front of the computer tinkering with things. Love film. Watch a lot of films, old and new, old TV shows. I watch a lot of BBC, too, just, you know, foreign television. That's pretty much it.
There seems to be a lot of people on app.net who either watch or used to watch anime. Can you share with us some of the shows that you enjoyed?
Some of the shows I enjoyed. I think Cowboy Bebop's probably a pretty good gold standard, as well as anything that Miyazaki has done in Studio Ghibli. I recently saw The Wind Also Rises, I believe it's called, which is just really hit home because I'm an engineer and my wife's an artist, and that's exactly what it was about. So I thought that was just an amazing movie. And if I had to name a third one, the only one other one that comes to mind right now is Trigun, because I just realized they had put out a movie called Trigun Badlands, and it was really fun to revisit that after so many years. And I think there was a rarity with anime. It was very rare in the 90s, and then there was a huge explosion in the early 2000s, which made it very hard to keep up with. And now I think it's kind of evening out, and there's some really amazing works coming out of Japan still.
All right. Well, let's move on to the final question. And this is where we get to recommend some of the people we find interesting. So can you share with us three people you enjoy communicating with on app.net and the reasons for that?
Well, number one, Durg, he's been a good partner of mine on app.net. I met him completely on the service. We've worked together in hackathons. We've built projects together, and he's just been always there for me for any questions, and he's continually active on app.net. If there's anything going on, he's my go-to guy for figuring out what's been happening. That's number one. And then, you know, there's so many other people. I think I'm going to recommend JD Skolem. I mentioned him before. He's another great guy that's on app.net. He runs the Monday Night Dance Party, which I've been involved with. And he just really, he just oozes love. I love the guy, and he's just such a great person. He always, if you're feeling down, you can talk to him, and he's always there to cheer you up. And I guess for my third pick, Poe. Poe is just an all-around great guy. He's another one that's just kind of always around, and or at least when I was using the service, I think maybe activity has dropped off a little recently, but he's always fun to have a good conversation with and always brings up interesting things.
All right. Well, those are some great recommendations.
Thank you.
And I'd like to also thank you for taking the time to chat with me today.
No problem, Jason. I really appreciated the time.
This concludes the 34th episode of Discover ADN. Once again, I would like to thank Ryan for taking the time to chat with me. Show notes for today's episode can be found online at discoveradn.10centuries.com. That's the number 10, centuries.com. Have a nice day.